Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private marketing research firm.
We're
not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell anything, although all your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Would you like to continue with the survey?
Okay.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on a volunteer political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, major and county commissions. Thinking ahead of which of the following best describe you, you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, major and county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th. Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
Definitely.
With which political party are you registered, Democrat, Republican, or non-party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, or White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
What is your age?
47.
Okay. Generally speaking, will you say things like Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or they have gotten off the wrong track?
I think it's going in the right direction.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Flooding, sea level rise, environmental risks, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, or housing and property insurance costs?
I would say sea level rise and environmental factors.
Although it's a non-partisan election, of the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for Democratic candidate, or likely, slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate.
I'm not sure. I don't know at this point. I still have to wait to see what the parties say. So undecided.
Okay. I'm not going to read you a list of some people, some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so.
Okay.
So, Raquel Regalado?
I've never heard of them.
Richard Prashnik?
Never heard of them.
Cindy Lerner?
Not familiar with her, no.
Okay. You want to be asked a few short questions in the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Measure and County Commission? If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Measure were held today among the following candidates, for who will you vote? Daniela Lavine Cava, Alexander Otaula, or Manny Seed?
Probably Cava, the current mayor, or current commissioner.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Lavine Cava?
Probably. I could change my mind.
Okay. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissioners were held today among the following candidates, for who will you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
I have to research them to tell you. I don't know.
All right. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? It will be Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I'm not sure.
On different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for ballot measures that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, infrastructure, improvement, and environment resilient projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 million proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote in favor.
Okay, I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each of these, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so.
Okay.
So Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping indigenous tree parks of the urban core, including Winchwood. And as a measure of Pinecrest, Lerner tries to annex land west of US 1 in a unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget in spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat less likely.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence spending. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
As a measure of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight the honest, to fight for honest, ethical local governments, to take meaningful action on sea level rise, on flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, non-developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
As a measure of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at the insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, so I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado and the election of Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. So this will be the same question as before, but the difference, I'm going to give the information for Raquel Regalado, all right?
Okay.
All right, so Raquel Regalado believes that the public safety is a top priority in our community. and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Bonnet Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to Miami to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created autism deco safety program with police and funded job training programs, and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes in homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased their property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on the efficiency to make them better, safer options for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Makes no difference.
Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, line of parks for the underlying and ride share options. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environment reasons, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricane and increased flooding threats. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in the long-term residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely?
No, it makes no difference.
Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms now. As the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more likely or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who will you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Presley, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado, the first one.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
I'm probably voting for her.
Prior to taking this service, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't.
The following are a list of websites, online, newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. So the following websites that I'm going to give you, just tell me if you follow them or if you follow regular or not at all.
Okay.
AM talk or news radio?
I don't follow at all.
Key Biscayne Independent?
I don't follow at all.
local political blogs?
I don't follow at all.
Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Yeah, I follow.
Only in day?
I follow.
Miami's community news?
I don't follow at all.
FM radio?
I follow.
Okay, I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were labeled yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A doctorate.
Okay, so that will be all for today. And thank you for taking this survey and spending time with me to complete this, okay? That will be all for tonight, and I appreciate your time, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, have a nice day. Thank you.